We've all been on tenterhooks in Lewisham. This is a huge piece of information, both for people in Lewisham and also for people interested in the NHS all around the country. And actually, I think nervous is probably the best thing. I'm up here with my kids.
Would you have put what I'm really asking is whether or not you'd have put a week's wages on getting the result that you wanted.
Well, I probably would, because I'm on the campaign. I sat and listened to the evidence, and we've always thought that the evidence was overwhelming, that the government were trying to bully down closures unlawfully. And I sat and listened to the evidence, and I thought it was obvious. But then anyone with an ounce of common sense who knows about the situation could see that there was obviously something seriously wrong going on here.
You obviously are implicitly describing the Secretary of State for Health, Jeremy Hunt, as not possessing an ounce of common sense.
I would say that actually any politician that ignores 25,000 normal people, these aren't, you know, we haven't been a political campaign in the sort of party sense. People like me haven't demonstrated before. You know, this has actually brought pensioners out on the street. This has brought mums and buggies up to the Department of Health with newborns in the snow. People are outraged about this because Lewisham is a thriving, highly successful and much needed solvent NHS hospital. And any politician trying to bully down top-down closures to pay off the PFI debts at a completely different trust was out of order. And I knew it was out of order from the 31st of October when I first heard the news. Everybody knows it's out of order.
Well, certainly intuitively it feels out of order.
And now it's unlawful, if I remember rightly. Well, and Jeremy Hunt's decision must be quashed.
That's what I'm interested in. You mentioned you were listening to all the evidence. You've studied all the detail in a way that perhaps many of the campaign supporters haven't. They respond to the emotional power of what you've just described and the apparent injustice of expecting Lewisham to shoulder the bills run up next door by a completely different trust. But why do you think this was unlawful? What would be the... I know you're not a lawyer, but you're closer to the case than many people listening. What do you think rendered it unlawful, this decision?
I think what rendered it unlawful was that they were misusing legislation that was designed for failing hospitals. Now, Lewisham is not a failing hospital, is highly solvent, highly successful, with excellent clinical records. So this was always going to be some sort of reconfiguration sped up through the back door, and it's just not acceptable. And there was we felt in Lewisham the consultation was absolutely scandalous. They took no notice of the GPs in Lewisham, who were 100% opposed to it. The Lewisham CCG were 100% opposed to it. They rode roughshod over the GPs. And in these times of GP commissioning, this is just ludicrous, because the GPs should have a say, and the GPs oppose this 100%. So we always felt that it failed the four tests that Jeremy Hunt himself set out. But they twisted statistics to try and justify it. And I think it's brilliant that the truth has come out, that it was in fact unlawful.
Indeed.
Well, we all knew that.
I should have congratulated you and your fellow campaigners from the outset. My apologies for not doing so. Congratulations.
Thank you. What I would say is there's thousands of people involved in this in Lewisham, from people putting money in buckets to the active campaigners who have literally put their lives on hold for the last 9 months, to the mums who brought newborn babies up to the Department of Health in the snow, to anybody who turned up with 25,000 people on the streets. Everybody's played a part in this success. Primary schools have had dressing up days, pubs have had pub quizzes. This is the big society in action, thriving in Lewisham. And David Cameron should look at this, because of the stupidity of his own cabinet minister. He has actually increased big society community. Has just boomed in Lewisham. I've never been so proud to be part of this campaign.
It's beautifully put, a timely reminder to us all that the community action can achieve results. Final question, Vicky Benner, is it over now, or is there leave to appeal? Could you be dragged back to court by the Health Secretary?
Well, I think the government needs to look very carefully at this. They have been granted right of appeal, but the conclusions the judge have come to are pretty clear. And I think it's about time the government stopped wasting taxpayers' money. I think from our perspective in Lewisham, what has gone on here is downright scandalous, and it's a blatant waste of taxpayers' money. So if they try and waste even more taxpayers' money on this, the community will do whatever we can to fight it vigorously.
Thank you.
But that's still to be, it's up to them whether they do that or not. I think they would be idiots if they did.